A reading from Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Yesterday we were talking about how early in his ministry Jesus was a healer, and it said in Matthew 23:24 he was a teacher, a preacher, and a healer. But now we're going to get with the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, the teaching, and here we have an example of Jesus sort of breaking the mold, because he says something that I think in those times would have perhaps been unfamiliar with people. They would have said, what is he talking about? Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Yeah, the easy way to go here would be to suggest that he's referring to those who are kind of saddened or downtrodden. Maybe they're poor in their courage or poor in their spiritual awareness type of thing. But really here, when he talks about poor in spirit, he's talking about people who have been overwhelmed by their socioeconomic reality. He's speaking to a crowd that's longing for liberation. And he's taking on messianic language here, people who have been in social distress. And he's saying, you're poor in spirit, being the downtrodden in the sense of being the underdog. You are going to experience something if you experience God that is far greater. You are going to experience the kingdom of heaven.
So when I would read that, I would sort of struggle with this because it doesn't, at least this translation doesn't gel with me, because sometimes I would put the stress on the word poor.
Right.
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Right.
And sometimes it's blessed are the poor in spirit. Which is it to you?
Well, in Luke's version, he calls it directly, blessed are the poor. And a lot of commentators have tried to make a distinction between Luke and Matthew, because Matthew's speaking to people in power. Luke is often referring to the marginalized, and so Luke goes to the economically poor. But clearly in Matthew's idea, he sees those who have been subjugated.
Oh, okay.
And it's even impacting their economic realities. There's not really a good opportunity. But he says, don't get lost in this world, in your present circumstances. At other times, he's going to say, pursue God, and all this stuff is going to be given back to you in the long run. You're going to get the kingdom of heaven, which is far more valuable.
One of the conversations I recently had with somebody was that it's in the trials and tribulations that we oftentimes meet the Holy Spirit. Because everything is stripped away from us, and we may have even talked about this in some of our discussions and conversations. But I think that that aspect of it is really what he's talking about, right? He's talking about sometimes we have to have our social overlays stripped away, and understanding that we are blessed, but we have to be able to see it, feel it, touch it, be it.
Absolutely. How can you know that God is enough until you lose everything else that you've put your trust in?